Hello and welcome to another episode of Stories That Wow with your host, Sarah. Today I am going to talk about my own story of one of the worst jobs, possibly the worst job I have ever had, and the lessons that I actually took away from it. So in my early 20s, I had finished a year of studying in France and wanted to continue working, but by the sea. And I was so determined to have a job with French people, no English people around. And so I started making phone calls, looking up numbers and places that I could do this. And this was before mobile phones, before the internet and computers. And so I literally stood in a phone booth with a book that I honestly think must have come from a library, ringing number after number, getting local newspapers, asking around, finding what I could. And eventually, after about the 40th phone call, I found one person who said, well, I can't pay you, but you could come and look after our caravans on our site if you'd like, and you can have accommodation. They gave me the impression as well that if I came down, I'd probably find something on site locally. So in the end, this was the only thing that really was open. I thought, why not? I got on the train, I carried my bike and my backpack, and off I set down to this campsite in France. When I arrived, I discovered that the accommodation for me wasn't exactly like I was expecting. It was in a tent on somewhat uneven ground, but still I had somewhere to stay. Shortly after I arrived, it turned out that there was an opportunity to work cleaning the on-site toilets, bathrooms. And I had done this before. I was like, fine, that's great. It'll bring me in some money and we'll see how it goes. So I took on this job. But the thing about it was that I had to get up at, I think it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, work for a few hours, then go to sleep, as well as an afternoon shift. But the night morning shift, I would just get into my tent just as the whole of the campsite was waking up. So the cars started arriving, the sun would come out as well, so the tent would start heating up, and as you can imagine, it was a little bit tricky sleeping. Another thing about this work was that they used some rather interesting chemicals. And I remember thinking one day, why are there all these fumes coming up from the liquids that they're pouring on the floor? I really had no idea, you know, and I didn't really question it. I now realize, or towards the end, discovered that this was pure acid, which I think these days health and safety regulations would not allow this. So as time went on, I was finding that my skin was suffering. I wasn't sleeping. And I thought, you know what, I'm not really enjoying this job, until the point where I thought, it's not that I'm not enjoying it, it's that I actually really don't like it anymore. And the thing was, I thought I could just go and quit. And it sounds like it's really easy. It always sounds easy that you can just leave a job. But at that time, I was in a different country. I had no family or friends that were living anywhere in the vicinity. And the campsite owner had this rather strong reputation for giving people an hour's notice and firing people at random across the summer. So I was convinced that if I went and said, I don't want to work at this job anymore, he would say, okay, fine, go. Because this is what he'd done with every single person so far. And I had nowhere to go. I had no mobile phone because they didn't have them in those days. And I really was quite scared of what would happen to me. But it all came to a head one day when I turned up for my normal shift and I walked over to one of the sinks to start cleaning. And I looked down into the sink, and there in front of me, I saw a big brown human turd. Of the poo variety, of the really quite revolting variety. And I looked and I thought, oh my goodness, what am I doing? I raised my head and in front of me was a mirror, and I looked at myself in the mirror. I looked into my own eyes, and you can't lie to yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror. And I said, I need to quit this job. I need to leave.
I remember saying to myself, what are you doing? It was like a slap in the face. Here I was with a law degree cleaning toilets. I mean, I needed a change, and now.
And so a few hours later, I found myself knocking at the door of the owner of the campsite, shaking, physically shaking, and feeling almost like I wanted to vomit. My heart was beating so loudly, I was sure that the receptionist could hear it. And as I knocked on the door, he said, come in. I made my way over to his large desk and he looked at me. And I took a deep breath and said, I need to leave this job. And then I explained to him why. I explained to him that I wasn't sleeping and all the other conditions. And then I waited. I waited for him to yell, get out of my office. You've got an hour to leave the campsite. But he didn't. He looked at me and he said, Sarah, I respect that you have come and told me about this. I have been watching you and I have noticed that you are a really hard worker. And so I would like to offer you another opportunity to work in the kitchen and help the chefs. I couldn't believe my ears. I had that moment when I was like, did I hear right? He was offering me a better job, better conditions, and all because I told him I didn't like the other job. Oh my goodness. And then it hit me. It hit me how I had been so underestimating myself. I'd been lumping myself with every other person that had walked through that campsite that had been fired. And yet I was different. We were all unique. I was a hard worker and he had noticed that and he had seen that I just got on with stuff and I didn't complain. And so he was willing to give me another opportunity. And so often in life, we find ourselves in a situation and we just underestimate or forget how capable we really are. Because at one point, we all got the job that we're currently in, or we all created the position. And yet, we forget that it's totally possible to get a better job that we like even more. But sometimes we totally get lost in our own thoughts and we get so scared of change and doing something different and new. And yet it's all out there. It's all possible, because waking up every day, as I well knew, going to do a job that you really don't like, it affects your whole life. It affects everything. It affects the mood you're in that day. What if you did a job you woke up and you actually wanted to do every day? And I just want to remind everyone that it is totally possible if you're in a job that you actually are not liking right now. Remind yourself that you are such a capable person, that you can totally learn new things, that you can get a job you actually like way more than the one you're doing right now. And so maybe tomorrow just take one small step. Look around, see what opportunities there are, because there truly is a world of possibilities out there for you. Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to leave a review or to share it with your friends. And if you would like to connect, please check me out on my Facebook page at Sarah Cross. Bye for now.